Okay. Our topic today is fish and meat, eating fish and meat together, cooking fish and meat together. And while I was at it, I figured we would also do fish and dairy. That summer no hig. Let's understand that as well. Our discussion has to begin with the overlap between what is bad for you health-wise and halacha. The Torah tells us in Nishmartem, which we are the context there is specific, but we are Dorish that in general to refer to the importance of being healthy, living a healthy lifestyle, not doing things that are dangerous. The Rambam, in Hilchot Rotzeh Mishmir HaNefesh, actually lists in Halacha Dalid, he says there's an asay, a mitzvah asay, to remove any life-threatening obstacle. That would mean anything dangerous lying around your house and, you know, somewhere where somebody might get hurt. And in addition to the asay, there's also a lav, hishar lecha v'shmor nafshecha. Sorry, that's the asay, and the lav is of lo tasim dam beitecha. Don't leave blood in your house. What does that mean? Don't leave something that is going to kill somebody. This is the, you know, the idea of a makeh. Then we have to put up a roof, a guard around our roofs, etc. So in the Rambam, that seems to be mitzvah d'oraita. Then in source 2, in our source sheet here, the Rambam says, harbei dvarim asru chachamim. The chachamim said some things are asru mivitesh yeshman sakon nefosh because they're dangerous. Somebody can go, I don't care that it's dangerous. My body, my choice, my life, let me do what I want. So, what does anybody care? It's my business. I don't care. That's rebellious. They get makos or such a thing. Meaning that is not a Torah idea that I can do with what I want with my body because it's my life. My body, that is not a Torah idea. So it seems to be, though, that when it comes to these activities, that we're dealing with an Isser Derabbanan, because he writes it as Lashon of Asru Chachamim, the sages forbid. So I will say that I did see there's a Stei Chemet who is Medayek in the Lashon of this Rambam, that anyway, when it says sages forbid, that means these are things that the Chachamim defined as dangerous. The Torah says you can't do something dangerous. The Chachamim defined these things as dangerous, but they're still an Isser D'oraita. But most understand that when it comes to these specific things that we're going to be learning about today, like fish and meat, that we're talking about the Isser D'rabbanan of something dangerous. But we'll see, there are those who still consider an Isser D'oraita, and that may have nafkaminas about being mevatalit, like 1 in 60, etc. An important thing to remember, and this is a klal that we're going to be discussing, is what we call chamira sakanta meisura. What does that mean? We are more stringent when it comes to something that's dangerous than when it comes to something that's Aser. Source of this is the Gemara in Source 3. The Gemara Chulin says, Amar Lei, this is Rav Huna talking to Rabbi Abba. Me, you know, they were having a conversation. He says, Mi kamidam and Isur the Sakanta? You said, you know, we could do X in one case, and maybe we should be able to do it in another case. He says, what? One case had to do with Isur. One case has to do with Sakana, Sakana Shani. We are way more stringent when it comes to danger. When something's dangerous, we have to be way more careful. And therein lies a question over that we're going to be discussing today. Can you do bittul b'shishim of fish and meat? When we have these types of cases, since we're dealing with chazal, we're going to see saying that this is dangerous for your health. Does that mean that it's dangerous to my health if I have a tiny little drop of fish that fell into a lot of meat? Or only if I'm eating a significant portion of it? So that's all the background for our specific topic today, meaning there are many more topics that that's the background for. That's the background for a discussion, let's say, of, you know, smoking. That would be the background for all sorts of activities that might be bad for your health. Here is one such topic. So what is the source for this idea? Source 4. The Gemara Masechta tells us the following. Hahi benita, it's a kind of fish. And it was roasted together with meat. Ashra Rabba Miperzikya Lemechle Bikutcho. He says, this fish that was roasted together with meat, you can't eat it with kutach. Kutach is dairy. Why can't you eat it with kutach? Because it was roasted with meat, so it was fleshik. Kutach is dairy, you can't have milk and meat. Mar baravashi amar afilu bemilcho nami asur. He said, what do you mean? Even to merely eat it without milfix, even to have just some salt on it, that would be asur. Mishum de kashul reicha uledavar acher. It is bad because of reicha, a bad odor, maybe bad breath, according to the translation here, and davar acher, something else. Meaning it's dangerous. You should not be eating fish that was cooked with meat. Davar acher is the Gemara's word for it. Something bad's going to happen. Rashi tells us it's referring to the disease called tzara'at. Now, you see this Gemara, eat meat and fish together, you get tzara'at. Is this halacha? Is this advice? What's going on? Is this true? So let us look at the next two sources. The Torah paskins la halacha lefamik. Tzarech lizara shelo lechol basar v'dag biyachad. Don't eat fish and meat together. Shekasha litzarat. As the Gemara says, it is kasha l'davar acher, and Rashi told us that makes tzarat. So you can't have fish and meat together because it's kasha litzarat. V'yesh machmir midavar, to the point liyachid l'dagim kelu levad. Not only can't you eat the two of them together, so we went from cooking the two together, eating the two together, now we have that you need their own kelim. Just like I have meat pots and milk pots, I also need fish pots. Okay, and we're going to discuss the Maisa, is that true? Because there are different minhagim on that. There are different hashgachot that are makbid on that, actually. Depending on the hashgacha, I know of some in America that are makbid, at least according to their website, on separate fish kalim. On the Rabbanut website, it mentions, on the Kosharut website, it mentions certain hashgachot that are makbid and aren't on it. And it's just a discussion of kashas. It's not saying whether you have to be or not. It's said, people always ask them, what's the difference between all the hashgachos? Understand that there are differences. This one is makbid on this one, and this one is not. Is that a problem? Well, if you're makbid on it, it's a problem. If you're not makbid on it, then both hashgachas could be the same for you. I did, in my life, hear discussion of shilas where, oh no, I just accidentally cooked meat in my fish pot. Now what do you do? And you're like, is that a thing? So, it is, according to many. So, but is it a problem with the Eved? It's probably not. And that's part of what our shir is going to focus on today, all the Eterim, so that we know that if somebody accidentally cooked meat in their fish pot, the odds are that that everything's fine, that the fish pot could remain a fish pot, the meat is kosher, etc. But, lechatchila, there are some who are makbid on these separate kelim, as the Torah just says here, Yesh Macharina. Then he quotes his father, the Rush. In between eating fish and meat, he would do like netilat yadayim. He would wash his hands, and he would make sure to eat bread soaked with wine that would cleanse his palate in between the fish and meat. And the Shulchan Aruch, right there in the same spot, source 6, tells us the following. And let us compare Seif Aleph and Seif Bet very well. Seif Aleph discusses a different item that Chazal said was dangerous to your health, and Seif Bet discusses the fish and meat. Anybody tell me what the difference is between these two? Seif Aleph, Mashkim Shenitgal. We have liquids that were left uncovered overnight. You had a cup of water by your bed, and it's full of water. Go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning. Can you drink it? So that is an iser of Chazal called Mayim Megulim. uncovered water. Asrum chachamim dechashinan shema shata nachash mehem v'til behem eris. Maybe a snake came to drink from your water, and while he was drinking from your water, he put his venom in the water. And you're going to drink the water, and it's going to kill you. Therefore, since you shouldn't be doing things that are dangerous to your health, you shouldn't be drinking venomous water. Chazal said, you cannot drink uncovered water. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'achshav she'ein nechashim mitzuyim beinenu. We don't have snakes walking around our rooms. Okay, maybe if I lived out in the wilderness, in the desert or something, that might be an issue. If I lived in the snake cage in the zoo, that might be an issue. But I don't. So therefore, achshav she'ein nechashim mitzuyim beinenu, mutter. Okay, keep that in mind. Let's read Siv Bet. Sarech nizayir shelo lechol basar v'dag biyachad. We have to be careful not to eat fish and meat together. Mipnei shekasha letzarat. What's missing?
And nowadays,
that doesn't happen anymore. Right? That's not there. Mashma.
You still can't
eat fish and meat together. And that seems to be the opinion of, like, Minhag Klal Yisrael, the vast majority of the poskim.
Wait a second.
You already had a question? Yeah.
Just a point. Even if we had, when we had the hashish of snakes coming and drinking, the thing is that snakes are venomous, not poisonous. And the venom has to be injected into you to actually affect you. If you drink it, like, there's people who drink
so,
the cocktails.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But what I understand of the sugya and having learned it was the following. Whatever we know of the scientific process or they knew was the following. They saw documented cases, people they knew who seemingly were healthy, drank water that was left out overnight and died. That happened multiple times. So they said, we have to stop this phenomenon of people dying from their hazardous activities of drinking uncovered water overnight. And they assumed it to be because of whatever this snake did. Or they saw a snake drink from the water, and then they saw that person drink from the water, and that person died. So whatever happened, okay, you want to call it correlation as opposed to causation, because what you know about snakes, fine. But either way, Chazal were putting a halachic stamp on saying this dangerous activity should not be done.
Okay?
Yes. And similarly with the fish and meat. They're saying we see people getting sick, or the Gemara says people get sick from eating fish and meat. It's dangerous activity. You can't do that dangerous activity. Yes?
Speaking of that strange cocktail, Shaila, if you know that it's not poisonous, would you be able to, would it be kosher? Snake, non-poisonous snake.
It's a product of a non-kosher animal, and the only products of non-kosher animals that are kosher is honey.
Bees.
Yeah.
Bees don't give milk, so in that regard, yes. But what about when it's less than percentage, but though, you know, you can start asking those questions at that point, but I don't know enough. Who, somebody else had their hand? Yeah.
So does that mean the thing you have to be cautious about when you eat fish and meat, like fish and meat together, so it gets around? That's
We're going to discuss what the Dabar Acher is, what Sarat is in this context for the minute. But either way, if Chazal viewed it as that, and the Halacha says that you can't eat it, and Sarat Lizar and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we can't have fish and meat. Now there are one or two details here of possible how strict and careful we have to be about it. Look at the end of Sif Bet. The Ramah says, "B'chein ein litzlo baser and dag misham recha." You can't roast them together, meaning forget just eating them together, you can't even roast them together, but if you did, it's not usher to eat them separately, meaning if they were in the oven at the same time, you have a meat dish uncovered here and the fish dish uncovered here, we don't do that, but b'diavad, it's not oser. It's probably based on the sheet of what we call recha la miltahi, whatever it is that's going on in there isn't really transferring the sick poison thing, you know, qualities from it. Siv Gimel. Yirchot Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like what we just read in the Torah. Yirchot Yadav Beit Basel Ledag. You have to wash your hands. V'yochol Pat Sharag in a time, bread soaked, like he said in wine. Kedeler Chotz Piv, says the Ramah. V'yesh Omrim De'en Lachosh Lezeh, Rakish Mim Vashlim Yachar Vauchon, or just cook them together. Aval Lechon Zechar Zeh and Lachosh. But to just eat one after the other is not an issue. V'chein Nogin Shalol Lerchotz Abbe, you don't have to rinse out your mouth. V'lo Yedayim Binehem, you don't have to wash. Just eat something or drink something in between, and that's enough. In other words, you don't have to rinse out your mouth, you don't have to brush your teeth, you don't have to eat a specific food that's, you know, bread soaked in wine. Just don't eat fish and meat together, and don't eat them directly, consecutively, one after the other. You eat anything else in between, one extra bite of challah, one shot of whiskey, whatever it is in between the two, then you have solved fish and meat. There is indeed such a minhag Friday night. There may be even a Hasidic minhag, Kabbalah, I don't know, of between fish and meat having a shot there. I saw something I read this week said, oh yeah, it's Gematria, or I don't know, Rashi Tevo, the Yain Seraf, the Wisdom, you know. You can come up with reasons for lots of things. There is such an idea of rinsing out the mouth. So, does this still exist? What kind of, let's say like this. Before we get to that, actually. So when the Shulchan Aruch says to wash your hands, so the Gra comments on this, that says, it's talking about where it's dark, and where you eat with your hands, so your hands are clean. So if we use a fork, and where it's light out, that wouldn't be an issue.
You know? Would you have to clean the fork?
What?
Would you have to clean the fork?
No, but I'm saying that explains the minhag of having separate fork. Right? You have a fish fork and a meat fork. Okay. In this yeshiva, I don't know if it's still the case, because I haven't eaten the Chadar Ochel on the Shabbos in a while. When I was in the yeshiva, as a Shana Aleph student, they did not put out a separate meat fork and fish fork. Is that still the case? Still the case. Okay, good. So I went up to Rav Yehuda Amichal Zatzal, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, and I don't know if he took my question as an affront, or I had no idea. I grew up my whole life with separate fish and meat forks, and I got to the yeshiva, and there weren't. So I went up to him and said, you know, why don't we have separate fish and meat forks? Isn't that like the minhag? And he looked at me and said, "As tishtof, go wash it." So, I don't know, I never quite understood that, but it was explained to me here in the yeshiva that you could just use separate ones. The minhag here is they tell the guys that if you're going to eat fish and meat, to lick it clean, that's enough. What might that be based on? Now let's continue the rest of the circuit. Yes?
But you said the reason was that you would think that you'd have to have two separate forks.
Because the Shulchan Aruch says to the point that you're supposed to wash your hands in between, lest you possibly eat meat and fish with it. So if I have to wash my hands, lest there's any residue of fish when I'm eating my meat. So if the fork is any residue of fish when I'm eating my meat, that would be a problem. So we have a minute to have separate ones. That doesn't mean that the fork used of fish this week has to be tomorrow could be your meat fork. Like, two different, we already discussed in the Torah the idea of the yachid kelim for dagim, that there's fish pots and meat pots. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about having two forks. One that you can use in this meal for fish, and one that you can use in this meal for meat.
So what does that whole thing about when you just talk
and it's... Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, wash your hands. So the Gra says that was talking about where it was dark, so you can't see if there's any residue on it. And it could be in the Gra or in the Kaf HaChayim, that's not an issue. If you used a fork, you just use a different fork. You don't have to wash your hands. So, different fork. So now you need two forks. Got it? That's the fine. So, what kind of illness are we talking about? Right? The Gemara says if you eat fish and meat together, it's called the Rechel of the Dabar Acher. What kind of illness? Rashi says tzaras. So Magen Avraham took this literally. He says this means, Chazal were saying, if you eat fish and meat together, you're going to get physically ill. Source 7. Be'efshar de'bizman hazeh ein tzakana. It could be that in our times there is no danger. Kol kach. De'chazinan kama dvarim amuzkarim b'gamara shemim sakana l'ruach ra. We've seen a few things mentioned in the Gemara that says they're dangerous and they give you a bad spirit. B'shar dvarim va'inna eino mazik. And now these things no longer hurt us. Meaning we see people eating fish and meat and living till 120 years old. The nishtano teviot, nature has changed. Gama kolafi tavaratzot, or it could be in their society that was bad, in our climate, in our society, in our situation, with penicillin, with everything that we have going on, these things aren't dangerous. So Magen Avraham took it as meaning, this is talking about actually bad for your health, a physical illness, and since that's no longer true, there's room for leniency. Now again, I told us that our minhag is to not eat fish and meat together, but this Magen Avraham is very important. Why? For all the b'dieved cases we have. Anytime a person accidentally cooked, or touched, or the wrong fork, maybe l'chatchila we don't do those things, but look, we have the Magen Avraham, certainly for the b'dieved, for the post-facto cases. Agreed? Understood, I mean? Okay, yes.
What's the actual, like, is there an actual scientific basis for how it's unhealthy? Like, what is the danger, per se? Or are we going to explain that?
I don't know. Yeah.
What is hedonism kind of like bones? Is that a thing?
Bones?
Like fish bones, might like choke on them.
That's very important, but don't chop at fish bones if you eat them plenty.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you have to be very careful not to choke on fish bones. I know homes where when they eat fish, nobody's allowed to talk. It's, you know, not fillet of fish, but fish because it's dangerous. But that has nothing to do with eating it with meat.
Because we like fish bones and the meat that are like whatever.
Different size.
Okay,
you come up with your, you know.
It's been, as
far as I understand, according to modern science doesn't see a danger health-wise to eating fish and meat together. Okay? On the other hand, source 8, there's a sefer called the Torah Chesed. Was written by Shneur Zalman Fredkin of Lublin. You guys are going there soon, right? He was the Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek. And in his view, we're not talking about like a physical illness. It's not a natural illness. It's more like supernatural or a spiritual illness. Tzaras, Chazal is saying it's bad for you. What is the context of this shud? Was talking about an Isha Katlanit. An Isha Katlanit is a special rule we have that a woman who was married to three men who died, so she shouldn't get remarried because we consider her, it's dangerous to marry that woman. She kills her husbands, okay, even if not practically, okay. Halach l'maisa, don't ever tell that to any woman who had three husbands die, okay. In the modern poskim, we find all sorts of heterim, you know, there's sugyas about diseases. You know, it would have to be very specific circumstances where we would apply that then. We don't apply it so easily. But understand that sugya. So he's saying, something happened, something is with this woman killing her husbands. And he says, Hachanami Yishlamar Ke'enze to Pesakanta Shehi Lo Al Piya Teva. When it comes to a danger that's not natural. Not natural means science doesn't explain this as cause and effect. Lo chamer lan mikol yisurin shebatora. We are not stricter than all the other yisurin. The lo chashinu lemiyuta baslina pataruba kemo b'kol haTorah kula. And in parentheses, mehay taima yesh lomar nami demisham hachi linyan sakana dagin ubasar matirim ayidei bittul b'shishin. Mashe enkein be'eres nachash. If I told you there's poison in this drink, and you go, well, how much poison? This is a big bottle of water, and how much poison did you put in? Oh, only 1/60th of this is poison? I'm going to drink it. So you would be crazy, because there's, I'm telling you, there's poison. Somebody dropped poison in it. You wouldn't be mevap, you know, oh, it's batel b'shishim, it's poison. But that's where it's actual poison. Here, when it comes to supernaturally bad for you, like fish and meat, we would say, ah, how much fish is here in this thing that's mostly meat? 1/60th? Okay, it's batel. That is the shut Torah chesed. So, is it natural? Meaning physically ill, Magen Avraham says, if that's how he understood it, and since that's not true, that's room for leniency. The other way also has a little bit of leniency, meaning where we would allow it, because since it's supernatural, it would be batel b'shishim, not like actual, real, bona fide danger, like an actual poison. What kind of isser are we dealing with fish and meat? Isser d'oraita, isser d'rabbanan. What is what?
What is that?
That's that he doesn't, that in other words, even though medical science doesn't think fish and meat is dangerous, it could still be usher. Magen Avraham says medical science sees no problem with fish and meat, so therefore it's mutter. The Torah Chesed says, what do you mean? Well, who cares about medical science? We're not dealing with, you know, medical illness, we're dealing with a supernatural illness. So Chazal told us this is bad for tzaraat. Tzaraat means it's, you know, this mystical illness. Mystical illness still exists, regardless of what science says about it. Yeah?
I've had that feeling that when you're Sakhantan Yisura, if it's supernatural, isn't it just the Yisura?
Hamir Sakhantan Yisura is where it's real Sakhantan, like the poisoning that we know.
But you're saying that given that it's only a supernatural issue, it's not a Sakhantan, but rather it's a Yisura.
Yeah, he has it as a lower level.
And therefore it would be more makel.
Slightly more makel, that would be batel b'shishim, but it's still an Yisura. As opposed to Magen Avraham saying it's natural and doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of Isser are we dealing with? So source 9, we have the Shut Avnei Tzedek. Is Rabbi Kutiel title bow. Many cite the Shut. You know, it's not something I regularly check, but I went and looked it up. And he tells you the following. He says it's an Isser d'oraita. Just like we said, Nishmartem l'nafshoteichem, and he shamer lecha, and lo tasim dam veitecha. You can't do things that are dangerous. The introduction I give to the shir in source 1, 2, and 3, he says, they apply to this. It's a Gemara in Chulin, Mishnah in Chulin, that achlasam mabed, you can napash asura, mishum sakon nefasha, to do things that are dangerous. Hare de iser karle, we call it an iser. May a high time of dagu basar, fish and meat, asur mishum sakon de tzarat, Dati he iser d'oraita below taseva ase. It's an iser d'oraita. It's a chiyuv and a laugh. It's both an ase and a lo tase. It's an ase to be healthy and not eat things like this. It's an iser to eat things like this. With that in mind, you can understand source 10. The Prima Gadim tells us, dagin im salu basar v'dagin. If you roast fish and meat together, v'chazina d'da d'za isurim. You see that it's now fishy, it's now liquidy, I mean. Near the fish, we have to be concerned that a little bit of the fish juice went near the meat. That says the Prima Gadim. It's that whole, everything you've got there going on now, it was roasted together, the two of them are now ushered as a Sveiko d'oraita l'chomro. So, first view we have, that it's Sveiko d'oraita, that it's an Isser d'oraita. Second view comes from Chasam Sofer. I'm going to call it a second level. You can discuss with me whether it's above or below the third level some other time, but he refers to it as a Minhag Avotenu. Because he has a very interesting shud here. He says, the Maharshal points out that the Rambam doesn't mention this rule about fish and meat. We had it in the Gemara, we had it in the Torah in the Beit Yosef. And the Rambam is very careful to tell you you can't do dangerous activities. But he doesn't list this fish and meat. So he says, Shmami na dehu biro b'kiyoto b'tiviyot b'rufuot yadad b'recha eno mazik. Why is the Rambam leaving it out? So the Maharshal said it's because the Rambam was a doctor and he knew it wasn't bad for you. And Sab Sofer didn't like that answer as much as, slightly rephrasing it, Yoter Nireh, D'Lefi Otzum Chachmatu Yadav Yavin Shenishtanu Ativim Inzah. Not that he knew it wasn't bad for you, but he knew nature has changed and therefore it's not bad for you. Then he was okay with it. So he says, even though he says Halach L'maisa, we should still stay away from it. Hashvanai Shalon Ismocha Zal Asor Masel Ocham Zegzeh. We still shouldn't eat them together. The Afshar the Avalek Mo Davar on Nazir B'Minyan, since the Minog of Chazal was to Asr it, we can't just go ahead and be matur it. Anun Nizharim U'Minhag Avotenu Torah. So, it's not an Isra Doraita, it's a Minhag of Klal Yisrael, according to the Chatam Sofer. The third view of Rav Avadya was a very long tshuva, although it seems like it gave you a very long tshuva on this page. Believe me, it goes on for many more pages. There are many ellipses here. And he was dealing with the following question that we'll get into a little bit more right afterwards, which is, let's say I have a mixture of meat. It's a meat thing, and a little bit of fish falls in. Or it's a fish thing, and a little bit of meat falls in. And now it's not batel b'shishim. It's not 60 to 1. It's, let's say, 50 to 1. Can I add a liter of water, and now I have 60 to 1. Now it's batel. Can I add more in order to be mevatel the aser item? So Rav Avadya tells us that the Rambam says that we can be mevatel and iser derabanan lechachila. Normally, like if a drop of milk falls into your meat pot, we don't say, oh, quick, add more meat, and now the milk is gone. No? But if it falls in and it's 60, so it's batel. Okay, that's the rule that we have called batel b'shishim. You have a giant vat, like imagine like an entire factory, so a giant vat of milk, and a little drop of meat falls in, batel. Okay? It's all mutter. But if you have this little pot of milk, and a little drop of meat falls in, so now it's not 60. We don't say quick and more milk and it would be batel. You can't do that. That's iser d'oraita, basar and chaluf. But what about something that's only asr midrabanan? And his Rambam's example was chicken milk. Yeah. Chicken that falls into your milk pot. So now you can add more milk. And that is how the Rambam paskins and that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Why does this sound strange to you? Strange to you because the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says you cannot be mivat. You can't even add to an Isra Darabanan to do it. And again, obviously this is only where it happened itself. You can't purposely mix these things and make them batal. But even when it happens by accident, you can't do it according to the Ramah. You can do that according to the Mechaber. So, says Rav Avadya, since we are, he says, now we have to discuss fish and meat. If fish and meat is an Isra D'oraita, like milk and meat, so then I can't add more to help you be mevatel it. If it's an Isra D'rabanan, and I'm a Sephardi like Rav Avadya, so I can add more to be mevatel this Isra. Everyone understand the premise of the question? If it's Darabanan, you can. If it's Daraita, you can't. Everyone agrees you can't add more in order to be Mivatel something that's Daraita. But when something is Asari Darabanan, so Rav Avadya says, we paskin like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ramah, because he's Sephardi, Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah, but he says it's not a problem to nullify it. So now we have to discuss, is fish and meat Daraita or Darabanan? Since it's not sakanat nefashot mamash. So, he says, look at all the answers we have of those who are saying it's not a problem. We have the Magen Avram that we saw. We have this Chatam Sofer that's saying nature has changed. The Rambam didn't mention this this Isser. So, he says, realize all that is true. And then he says, therefore, we're talking about an Isser Derabanan. And then he says further, I think even the Ramah would allow you to be mevatel fish and meat. Because we are dealing with something that's only Asri Darabanan, and it's only because of a Chashash Sakana, and we know deep down that it's probably not really a Sakana, like the Magen Avraham, like the Chatam Sofer, etc., like the Maharil, Marshal in the Chatam Sofer. Therefore, even the Ramah would allow you to nullify it. So, unlike the Avnei Tzedek and the Prima Gadim who says this is an Isser Darabanan, and unlike Chatam Sofer who says that it's a Minhag HaMatino not to do it, he says this is really just an Isser Darabanan. Since we paskin Isser Darabanan, you can be Mevatel, so you can be Mevatel it when you don't have Shishim. If it falls into your mixture, you can add more of the other one, and now it's gone. Halachically gone. So, according to Rav Avadja, it is an Isser Darabanan. What is the nakamina of something being Sakana versus Isser? So this would be one of them, what Rav Avadja says, but this discussion of Rav Avadja about any more is actually a machloket of the Taz and the Shach. The Taz in Surah 13 tells us that davar sheyesh bo mishum sakana dino ke iser levatlo b'shishim yoter chamor shafilu b'yavish b'mino tzarech shishim. He even eats it 60. And he points out that the Maharil once was involved in a case. Shalpuchim yedag shenafla gader basar. A little bit of fish fell in a pot of meat. V'nit bashal sham and cooked it. V'asar mahari segal akol mishum sakana. He said it's all asar. Akan l'shono. Mashma de lo mahani shishim the chamir is a kandamisura. You can't allow that 60. Okay? So Rav Avadja was talking about adding more in order to get to 60. There's a machloket shach and taz about whether 60 even works in the first place. The taz says 60 doesn't work. Because here's a case where fish fell into meat and he said it's usher. He didn't say, wait, is there 60? So the Taz says, Shishin doesn't work. When it comes to Sakana, Shishin doesn't work. Which again makes sense based on the example I gave you of poison. I tell you how logically you can't eat milk and meat. And how logically the milk is gone because it was one little drop of milk in this giant meat pot. So you could eat it knowing that you're just eating meat halachically. But I tell you, I only put a little drop of poison in your cholent this week. Would you eat it? You wouldn't, because it's poison. You wouldn't go, what, only one drop of poison in this whole big chilling pot? I'm going to risk it. No, we're more careful about Sakana. So the Taz says, very simply, we don't say Sakana is batal b'shishin. Chamira Sakana meisura. Says the Shach in the Kurura Kesef, source 14, Nira de lo machrinim Sakana tvei meisura elo b'sveiko. Aval hecha de'ika shishin im batal v'vadai. When it comes to these things that are sakana, they are batal and shishim. And then he cites a few more, and he has a few proofs. This is very important for one product currently on the market that some of you may have in your kitchens. It's a difficult to pronounce word, I think. I always mess it up. Something to the effect of Worcestershire sauce.
Worcester sauce.
Something like that. Worcestershire sauce. You've heard of it?
Yeah.
What's in it?
No idea.
Fish.
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 Fish. Now, there's not a problem having fish sauce. Except, you want to cook meat with it. Is that allowed? So, according to the OU, the Orthodox Union, this Hashkafa, you've seen it? Yeah? So they, on their website, explain their policy about it as the following. If the percentage of fish in the sauce is less than 1.67, meaning, what is 1.67? Or more importantly, what is the ratio of... That's 1 to 60 of 100. Let's do it this way. Equals 1 to 60 is the same as 1.67 to 100. Got it? Agreed? The math works? So they say, if a Worcestershire sauce has fish quantity more than 1.67% of the sauce, they don't mark it as OU or OU part or whatever. They write on it, OU fish. Because they're saying, you can't use this in a meat recipe. But if it has less than that amount, if it's only 1% fish, they just mark it as OU, which could be used on meat. What is that based on? It is based on, according to their website, combination of the Shach, source 14, and Magen Avraham, source 7. Any questions on that part? The Pitchei Tshuva in source 15 cites, source 14, the Kudel HaKesef. The Shach says that we treat these things that are usher because of Sakana the way we treat things that are usher because of Isser, because of Kashas. Just like something that's not kosher is Batel B'Shishim, 1 in 60, so too something that is usher because of Sakana is batel manashishi. So even though you have one little drop of milk in your meat pot, you can still eat the meat. So even if you have one little drop of fish in your meat pot, you can still eat the meat. That is the view of the Shach. Does every Ashkach hold that way? No. There are Ashkachas that are more machmer than this. This is the Pesach of the OU. Some of them say no. We don't allow any fish in meat. 1% isn't batel. And therefore, they would always mark it as fish or whatever and tell you not to eat it with meat. That depends on different Ashkafa standards. That is the Psak of the OU, probably based on a Schefter or a Belsky or both. Yes?
The humans get a drink from a fish product. Is there...
I don't understand that sentence. Try again.
Is it removed enough from a fish product to say that fish really doesn't exist anymore?
No, there's fish in it.
Okay. So what
like, if you were allergic to fish, you wouldn't be able to eat it.
Is there a concept of if it's far enough away to get processed and stuff like
there
that?
Is such a sugya, like, yeah. You know, when it comes to gelatin products like that, ground up fish bones and things. Kosher marshmallows use, like, ground up fish bones to make the gelatin, because we don't use pig. Okay. Okay, one last source on this topic, and then we're going to go to the fish and dairy. Source 15, Pitchei Tshuva. He cites the Chasam Sofer, who says that modern medicine sees no problem, and therefore there's no reason, the only reason to not do this is because, you know, the rabbi said so, and you need another Beis Din to be matarit, so it has all the same rules as Isurim, and he cites a Tiferet L'Moshe. We are, he cites a Tiferet L'Moshe, who says that if meat and fish were cooked together, you should kasher the kli. Which is a little more machmir than what I've been presenting. But then he ends with the reason why I present it this way. Let's look at the last line of it, of source 15. Vare anu nogin lechol basar bekli dagim ben yomo afilu botasuda, even the same meal, just rinse alidea adam of alma, just rinse it out. Alma kimlan de leka sakanta de bilbo talme v'alma. We don't consider it dangerous to have to use the same kalim. That, I said, it seems to be pretty common in my home. We've had, not together, but we use the fleshy. You can cook the fish in the fleshy kalim. We don't have a special fish one. Sometimes we do because it's disgusting, so we use a disposable tin. But that's out of not wanting to clean the pot, out of laziness, I guess. But not out of kashrus. You can cook the fish in your flesh and kli. I think that's pretty standard in our community. How many of you have a special fish pot in there? No. Okay. So, you see what it's based on, though. We've learned the sugya now. Now you understand why we cook fish in meat pots. Now let's go to fish and dairy, or is there a question?
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you know we have any other reasoning why you can't get all the other like disease, whatever it is, danger? Does that mean that there aren't any history of eating?
No, so I'm not matter eating fish and meat together.
Okay, not at all.
But I'm matter all the ways we can be lenient. The same kli, not having to wash it out regularly, you know, wash your mouth in between and wash your hands. If, and we can be mevatel when we need. We do allow 1.64% Worcestershire sauce on your meat recipe. Those areas.
Maybe even like fish dip and meat dish, you would be able to like.
I would not do that, no. Because the Shulchan Aruch does paskin. This is aser, and it's not matzer based on it not playing anymore.
Okay.
And that seems to be the, as far as I can tell, the minute I know of nobody who's matir fish and meat together.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
So you discuss what the Shulchan Aruch reports if modern science says today that there is absolutely no sakana? According to the Shulchan Aruch, how would he explain that?
How would he explain that? So, again, according to the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch was talking about science illness and then it wouldn't apply. But not everybody agrees with the Magen Avraham. Some people say it does apply. It's talking about other kind of illness. It's bad for you on some madriga.
So you could rely on the Magen Avraham and then eat fish and
meat. If you follow the Magen Avraham, then you would eat fish. You can eat fish and meat together. But I'm telling you, the Minhag Klal Yisrael is not that way. But know the Magen Avraham so we can be matir all the other times. You know, I was cooking fish in this pot. I was cooking meat in this pot. And I accidentally used the fork from one for the other. I'm not matir that lechatila. You told me you did that bit the evet. We have a Magen Avraham. I'm gonna make you throw out the pot, I'm gonna make you throw out the food, Erev Shabbat. Like I wouldn't. That's what I'm trying to say. Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Let's go to the other part of the shir. It's much faster, much shorter, because there's only really one source that's at issue. The Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah in Chulin, tells us the following: Kol basar asad basar v'chalav. You can't cook meat and milk, chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim, except for the meat of fish and grasshoppers. Those don't count as meat. You can cook them with milk. Asar lahalon and vino l'shulchan. Chazal said, so much can't you eat on milk that you can't even be on the table together. Sometimes people don't realize this is an issue. Like if you and your roommate, one of you is eating a telly sandwich and one of you is eating grilled cheese, you shouldn't be sitting at the same table together. They're deli, sausage, meat, flashings. In other words, one of you is eating milk, is one of you is eating flashings. You shouldn't be doing that next to each other. There are ways to do it with like, your own placemats and things. Okay, but just normal, two of you next to each other, you shouldn't be doing milk and meat. Two total strangers, there's leniency because, you know, you wouldn't take his food because he's a stranger. But when you know each other, it's more problematic. Fine, that's a rule of Chazal. But again, Chazal said that applies to milk and meat. Chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim. Fish and meat fish and milk isn't a problem. So says the Beis Yosef in source 17. Beis Yosef is the owner of the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Cairo. He says, "Dagim v'chagavim butalachon b'chalav." He cites the Torah, says you can eat them with dairy. That's the Shnei Gemara. This is based on Reish Parakol Basar, that sugya we just read in Source 16. Also, the Bashan b'chalav chutzim basar dagim v'chagavim v'katav aran the cave on the Bashan Shari. Since you can cook them together, Mashan v'achlan b'chalav, you can eat them together. The Iser basar b'chalav b'lashon b'shalav g'rachmana v'chein chadvu aramam v'rashma. So this is the view of the Ram, the Rambam, Rashma. Everybody says you can eat meat. Sorry, you can eat fish with milchigs. It's not a problem. The Isser is about meat and milchigs, not fish and milchigs. Until this next sentence of the Beis Yosef, "Umikol makom ein lechol dagim b'chalav mipnei hasakanon." Don't eat fish and dairy because of the danger. Danger. Kamo shenidbar b'sefer ora chayim siman kovayim gimel. As I explained in Orach Chaim Kuf Ayin Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes, you can't have fish and dairy. That would mean no more bagels and lox and cream cheese. Okay?
That's like
that means every bris ever was eating
every
trif.
Every
kish.
Kish. Egg, kichul, egg.
Yeah, you can't have the herring that's in cream sauce. Okay, that would not be allowed.
Yeah,
but I'm sure your grandfathers, and they, for many generations. Okay. So, Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe was written by the Ramah. Okay, Darkei Moshe is written by the Ramah. Again, Beis Yosef is Rav Yosef Karo's commentary on the Torah. Darkei Moshe is his commentary below that. And later he writes the Ramah on the Mechaber, on the Shulchan Aruch. So Darkei Moshe goes, writes, source 18, Lo ra'iti mi'amayim nizhar mazeh. I never saw anybody careful about this. Gam ba'orech ha'yu simon kavayim gimel. The Beis Yosef says, as I wrote in simon kavayim gimel, go look there. What does he write? He doesn't write that there. The only thing he has in Orach Chaim Kavayim Gimel is about not eating basar b'chalav. Shlo l'chol basar b'shem sakana. Sorry, not eating fish and meat. There's nothing there about fish and dairy. B'chalav shari. V'lachein nirish in it arev arev Beis Yosef basar b'chalav. He mixed up fish and meat. Fish and milk. Sorry, meat and milk. He mixed up milk and meat. In other words, when Beis Yosef wrote here, don't eat fish and milk, he meant to write, don't eat meat and milk.
Awesome.
Yeah. Typo of his, typo of the editor. In other words, yeah, big typo. It's a difference between Asr and Mutter. So the Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch made a mistake here. This is the view of just about everyone. Source 19. Beis Yosef katu mikol makom in lachol dag mechol nezakana v'hu taut sofer, a mistake. Shach katu v'tur yisav mikol makom in lachol dag mechol nezakana. Where did you get this? Nimshach achar Beis Yosef shikat again. Avahu taus, it's a mistake. You learn this kashem ala dagim in basar as mishim zakana. V'chalav lo shamanu v'lo ra'inu. I never heard of such an iser. V'chol yom v'yoma. And every day, what do you think I have for breakfast? Nagid and hafi levash al dagim v'chalav v'lachol. We cook fish and dairy and eat it. Come with Darkei Moshe, it's a good place to see what's in it. Chaim b'sef for mir, shev and sharech on the mystical love is it. Begam b'shas. Perakot sol and mashma behedjet, the let be afilu mishum sakana. Remember, I told you, source 4 said the following. The fish was cooked with meat, and he answered it from being eaten with dairy because of fleshiks. He didn't say it's answered to eat in dairy in general, right? Source 4 said this meat, this fish was cooked with meat. And Rav Ashi tells us, don't even eat it with meat in general. But nowhere is anyone saying, don't eat it with dairy in general, only because that time was cooked fleshiks, is it us to be eaten with dairy. But in general, you can eat it with dairy. So that's his proof. Shach says, this is a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch. So, is it dangerous or not? So hundreds of years already before the Shulchan Aruch, there's a parish on Chumash known as the Rabbeinu Bechaye, who writes, "Echein dan erovin b'taro b'dab v'gmina shnibashlu ke'echod, shemolit chun en roa v'choli tzaras." It does make you sick to have fish and dairy. So there were such medical opinions. So is it true? Is it an issue? So for this, we have a few approaches. One approach is the Pitchei Tshuva. Pitchei Tshuva cites some sources that are mechalik between fish and butter versus fish and milk. In other words, maybe with certain types of fish and dairy, davka dagim v'tavanim in chema mutar lechol. You can eat fish with dairy, meaning a butter. Amal dagim v'sham b'chalav yish b'sakana choli the dagim v'karim ha'or v'gam v'chol ramazik. So Chachmei Arofim that he consulted, that posik, told him that it could happen that fish with certain kinds of dairy is a problem. Then says the Pitchei Tshuva, "Sina chatam sofer." He says, "Oh, this is not true because we rely on the Rambam, Gadol Arofim, and he left it out." V'nirli ha'inna shekol ha'olam, the whole world mevashim gamim chalav shari kevim dasha barabim. It can't be that something that everybody does and is doing and is eating and living long, healthy lives is dangerous for you. Since I know Dashi Barabim, it's so common and yet it remains healthy, therefore there is room for leniency. That is the Pitchei Tshuva. Source 23, the Machzik Bracha of the Chatida, also has this distinction between butter and milk, but he also says it's a Toad Sofrim, and he says the following ending. Liya Hejot. Okay, I can't understand this that Mechaber wrote. But let me tell you the following. What do I notice? Chol zeh Ninoshavali. Forget whether the doctors say it, don't say it, is it safe for you, isn't safe for you. I know the following. Where did the Beis Yosef write this? In the Beis Yosef. Where didn't he write this?
In the Shulchan
Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch. And it was also yelling. He didn't write it in the Shulchan Aruch. He only wrote it in Beis Yosef. Therefore, we don't have to listen to this mistake of the Beis Yosef, error, whatever it is, and therefore we can't eat fish and dairy. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva on the topic. Source 24. And he cites everyone. Okay, really, if you're ever given a chabura on a topic like this, you start with the Rav Avadya, he'll give you all the sources, you have to go look them up. So, Maran Beit Yosef, the Ramah, the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, everyone, listen all. Ulam Meshuk, Inuch Beit Yehuda, that was what we saw in source 22 about the difference between butter and the other ones. Because he asked somebody and they told him about butter versus fish. Then he says the following. If milk fell into the fish, you would ask her no. And then he says, that's a chomer yetera lesser b'zevad yam. Tell me that it's usher in the heaven. The Ramah tells you it's mutter lechachila. The Taz, the Shach, the Brichadosh, everybody shows you it's mutter lechachila. So how can it be mutter in the heaven? And the Chidah says it's mutter. How can it be usher even in the heaven? So he says, I don't think that they're all right necessarily, but they're telling you it's mutter lechachila, it can't be usher in the heaven. Why do I think they're wrong? So he says, Maran Chidah wrote that it was a mistake that made Yosef, otherwise he wouldn't have wrote in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, nope, Akushim Aran Chida, Yesh Lamar, Shavki, the Iu Dachik, Mokhe Nafshi, Hilkach, Ela Akal Negim Aran David Yosef. Nope, there is not a good answer, there is not a problem for his question, because all of it is based on their answer that the Darchei Moshe wrote that when the Beis Yosef said fish and milk, he really meant fish and meat. And he says, that doesn't fit, because it's not talking about fish and meat. It's talking about fish and milk in context. And therefore, his maskana is, Ein lahakal neged Maran dan Beit Yosef. And therefore, Mama says, Shekola olam nogin hat levashal dagam b'chal mishashari, Mekomo tenu nogim liyazar b'zeh. In our town, we are careful about this. We don't eat fish and dairy. So we don't eat fish and dairy with cheese. If you're no way to eat it with butter, we have a few sources that allow it. The Yotzei Ashkenazim nogim lachol b'chalav. Their make on this, Yishlam Amishi Yismochu, Naranar Pshota, that is the Psak. So, yes, Ashkenazim eat fish and dairy. That's why we have bagels and lox and cream cheese at every bris. Olam Kiminago, no egg. We have on whom to rely that there is no Israel. Many, 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 many Sfaradim who follow the Psakim of Rabbi Vadya, who follow Mechaber blindly, dedicated, meaning Tzak of Mechaber, they are Machmer on this, and there are Ashkachas in Eretz Yisrael, Sephardi Ashkachas like Bedatz Beis Yosef. If you go to Cafe Greg, and I think I've seen it in a few others, on their menu, they star, the asterisk. They say, they'll have fish and dairy, and they'll say, Lo'ochle Dagu Chalav. Lo'ochle Motzri Dagu Chalav. In other words, they realize they're Sephardim and don't eat that. And Rav Gigi told me he doesn't. He says, I eat them one after the other, though. In other words, I'll go somewhere and you can't have a bagel with lox and cream cheese on it. He says, no, I have a bagel with cream cheese and after I can wash it down with the lox. You can't have them together.
How come this opinion is so lenient? If you have something in between, like something small, basically.
Meaning it could be based on our knowledge that it's not actually dangerous. We have knowledge that it's not dangerous.
Because
I didn't die from every time
so
I used the paper's
mark. There's a superstition that we have some sort of separation and then I wanted it.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions?
Okay, Shkayach.